Malhotra and Jacqueline Fernandez seem to be the new item in B-Town. While there is trouble in Siddharth and Alia paradise, Jacqueline has unfollowed Alia on a photo-sharing website a few weeks ago. And the reason is rumored to be a major fight that took place between Alia and Siddharth. From Dilwale to Fan and Jab Harry Met Sejal, Shah Rukh Khan's film has failed to win the audience's heart. If reports are to be believed, then Shah Rukh Khan is desperate to star in Karan Johar or Sanjay Leela Bhansali's film just to give his career a boost. Without any drama on social media, this time Ranveer Singh has gone clean shaved. The actor, who has been flaunting his long locks and beard for a while now, has suddenly shaved. Wonder if this look is for Padmavati or Zoya Akhtar's next Gully Boy. Varun Dhawan has taken a lot of efforts to look convincing as a double role in his father David Dhawan's directorial Jhulwa 2. Recently, Varun revealed that he took some inspiration from a real-life twin pair for the role and tried to understand the complexities and nuances required to portray the dual character. Priyanka Chopra opened up about the one beauty product she regrets endorsing. The actor in a recent interview stated that she regrets endorsing a skin lightening cream but is totally in love with her skin tone. For the second time this summer, Lucasfilms and Disney have sacked the directing force behind a Star Wars film. They announced the removal of Colin Trevorrow as director of Star Wars Episode 9. The news comes just over 2 months after Phil Lord and Chris Miller were fired as the directors of the standalone Han Solo film. Kim Kardashian has managed to send her online fan base into a frenzy again with a stunning nude snap. In her latest nude shoot, Kim posed perched on a tree wearing nothing but black boots. Unsurprisingly, the internet went mad for the image, raking up more than 300,000 likes in under an hour. Angelina Jolie is considering a return to acting after staying behind the camera for over a year. The actor, who took to a sabbatical for a year because of family situations, revealed she would be returning to acting soon. Paying tribute to her on her big day with a special black and white photo series, Beyoncé's besties got information donning their own versions of an outfit she made famous. The project encompassed all sides of the star's inner circle, including mom Tina Knowles, daughter Blue Ivy, former bandmates Kelly Rowland and Michelle Williams, and luminaries like Serena Williams and Michelle Obama. Taylor Swift's new single, Look What You Made Me Do, has ridden a wave of attention into record-breaking metrics. The song has now knocked the long-reigning Despacito from its record-tying 16-week run at number one. This is Swift's fifth number one in her career, the last being Bad Blood. Download the Times News Radio app from Google Play and App Store.